This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo joins us right now, brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. Ray, if Jaylen Warren can't go, does this turn into the Najee Harris show, or do you think Cordarrelle Patterson just takes Jaylen Warren's touches and it remains like a 50-50 timeshare at running back?
No, I don't think it would be a 50-50 timeshare, but obviously Cordarrelle Patterson would get more than his, you know, customary 3 to 4 carries. I would guess he would get up to maybe, you know, 7, 8, 9 carries in a game, and, you know, they would feel very comfortable doing that. And, you know, Najee would be the workhorse. You know, it seems like I'm asked every week, whether it's your show or Joe's show, about Najee Harris and the fifth-year option. I'm just going to mention this, and I don't know if it has anything to do with what's going to happen after the season, but Jaylen's had a knee injury, he's had a hamstring, and now he's got a back. So if they're counting on him to be the guy next year, like the guy, I don't know if this makes them think twice about what's going on.
Do you think Mike Tomlin in general has had his mind changed broadly about feature backs like bell cows, with the way that, generally speaking, this timeshare has gone, as in they wouldn't necessarily pursue another three down back again because they feel like this system works better?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting, because when they drafted Najee, he was definitely the workhorse, and now he's in a timeshare situation. So yeah, let's say Najee's not back, you know, it would be Jaylen Warren, I think, and then another back who comes in and, you know, is splitting the carries, and then Cordarrelle Patterson is under contract, and, you know, he'd be getting his share next year as well. So, yeah, I don't think, you know, Mike has changed, but it's really been the same for a couple of years now. Ever since Jaylen Warren came onto the scene, it's been the same, and I don't think it's going to change if Najee Harris leaves. I think they would have the same, you know, mode of operation next year if Jaylen Warren was quote-unquote number one, and then a rookie came in and was the second guy.
Ray, if the Steelers had their druthers, would their offensive philosophy in this game be to pound the rock and establish the run, or to attack the worst pass defense in the NFL?
Pound the rock. That's their identity, guys. I mean, I know what you're saying, and, you know, there certainly are going to be situations they're going to take advantage of that Ravens secondary. It's not like they're going to run the ball 45 or 50 times, but I think you get into trouble when you play away from your identity and you try to become something you're not. So I think the Steelers are going to do what they've always done. You know, Arthur Smith mentioned it today. You know, there wasn't a lot going on in the first half of that game in terms of the running game, but he said as that second half wore on, they started to wear down the Commanders front seven. That's when Jaylen Warren got going a little bit before that fumble, and that's who they are. That's who they want to be, and I don't really see that changing, even though the Ravens have the worst passing defense in the NFL.
Well, the reason I don't like it, Ray, is they have the best rush defense in the NFL, and I'm sure you can afford to play that little, you know, take 2 yards now to get 7 yards later approach with Baltimore, because when you're trying to get 7 yards later, they might be up by 3 touchdowns given the way their offense can go off.
Well, that's true, but I also think with Russell Wilson, a quarterback, this team is much better equipped to play in a high-scoring game, really, than they have been since Ben Roethlisberger left. I mean, this game on Sunday, if the Ravens go up by 10 in the first half, the Steelers have the personnel with Russell Wilson and George Pickens and Mike Williams and Pat Freiermuth to come back and to be a factor, just as they were last week when they were down by 10 against the Commanders and came back and won that football game. So I agree with you. The Ravens are certainly capable of having a big game against the Steelers defense, but I would counter that this Steelers offense in the last 3 weeks is probably, I'd say, if you compare them in a three-week span to any other team in the NFL, I bet you they're top five both in yardage and in points scored during that time.
Ray, the Steelers this week have come out and said, either coaches or players, nothing to see here, no problem yet with Joey Porter. Minkah Fitzpatrick, get off my ass for not forcing turnovers. I can't demand that the quarterback throws me the ball. Are they right, or is the fan unease about both players more accurate? What do you think?
Well, I think the fan unease goes back to Joey's days at Penn State, how it was an issue for him then. And then you see it creep in every once in a while, you know, as a pro. But honestly, guys, I mean, that was the first really bad game. And it was a bad game for him, you know, both from a penalty perspective and from the way he covered Terry McLaurin. But, you know, if you're Terrell Austin and you're Mike Tomlin, do you want to make a lot out of one game, or do you want to let him just play it out and see if he can bounce back? I think Joey will be just fine. I don't expect him to chase Zay Flowers all over the field. That's not a matchup for Joey. They're different body types.
Yep.
So, you know, he'll be on Rashad Bateman, you know, maybe some of their, you know, other secondary receivers, and I expect him to have a good game. So from that perspective, and Minkah as well, Minkah's going to, at some point, the turnovers are going to come, and they're going to come in bunches. And, you know, I will point out, he gave up the big play to McLaurin to open the second half, but he also won that game with that tackle. And if he doesn't prevent, you know, Zach Ertz from falling forward there, that, you know, that game easily could have been lost. So people want to, you know, they want to see the splash plays and the turnovers, but that tackle certainly was one of the bigger plays in that football game as well.
Ray, will Mike Tomlin's mind games work, and will he troll John Harbaugh into giving Deontay Johnson a greater role than he otherwise should have in the Ravens' offense in this game?
I don't know about you guys, but I was in the room when he said that, and I just think he was being 100% honest. Like, Deontay just hasn't done much since he's been there, and he's got other guys to worry about. So, I mean, if that ends up being bulletin board material for the Ravens, then, you know, so be it. You know, they'll be force feeding Deontay Johnson when guys like Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews can probably do better with their opportunities. So, you know, I know the way it maybe came across if you read it or if you just heard it, but just knowing how Mike, you know, talks in those news conferences, I certainly didn't think anything of it when he said it at that moment.
Ray, what's a more likely outcome Sunday? Lamar Jackson throws three touchdown passes, or Lamar Jackson accounts for three turnovers in the game?
I mean, he can't continue to play bad against the Steelers for his entire career, so I'll say...
Don't tell that to Pony. He's kind of counting it.
So are you, Ray. You're picking the Steelers to win this game. We're on the same side here, buddy.
Where did you see me give my prediction?
Well,
I
heard...
didn't give it yet.
Well, you haven't given it, but I just heard scuttlebutt from Jeff talking in the media room and on the sidelines there that you appeared to be very bullish on this game. Am I getting bad information from Jeff?
No, I mean, I like the Steelers, but it's always going to be a close game. And I just think Lamar, listen, if he accounts for three touchdowns, the Steelers could win 31-27, but listen, their chances are going to go down if he does that, because in the past, in the previous meetings, he's either throwing zero touchdowns and a pick, or one touchdown and a couple picks. That's kind of been the formula for the Steelers to win those games.
So if I offered you right now, if I offered the Steelers, I should say, 28 points in this game, do you think they'd take it?
Yeah, because I think their defense will bow up like they did last week and make a play to win the game. Yeah.
Patrick Queen, is he going to be utilized? Well, one, I know he's coming off what I think most people felt is his best game Do you think he gives them an extra weapon now? Like, how much of an extra weapon is he to combating the Lamar scrambling ability and just the unpredictability of Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, he was really impressive against Jaden Daniels. Not sure if they're going to spy Lamar Jackson. They've kind of shied away from that, in the past.
Paulette gave away their entire plan. They send a guy hard at Jackson, and then they tackle the dive no matter what. They force him to give it up.
Yeah, I mean, the controlled rush, not letting Lamar outside the pocket, too, is huge in that game plan, too. So, I don't know, guys. I think Lamar's going to make his plays in this football game.
More concerned about him or Derrick Henry?
I'm more concerned about Lamar.
Yeah.
Like, I just watch him in these games that are on TV, and he escapes the pocket. It's like he's floating on air, and then he throws one of these balls way up in the air, and his guys know how to get open in the scramble drill. That's the way the Steelers lose this game. So if Watt, Herbig, and Smith can keep him in the pocket, and Lamar Jackson throws for 300 yards from the pocket, fine. I'd be okay with that. I just don't want to see that guy get out of the pocket and make those Lamar Jackson types of plays, because that's when he's most dangerous.
Is this the week Pat Freiermuth gets going?
I say it every week. I'll say no. You know, Arthur Smith was asked about that today, and he just kind of played it off like, we got a lot of weapons, we're going to use them, and George is going to get most of the targets, and everyone else is going to kind of come in secondarily. So, you know, Pat's always going to be a big part of the game plan. Whether he gets his targets or his touches every week is just going to be from game to game. So I'm not going to predict it like I do every week, but I think eventually Pat's going to break out. I just don't know if it's going to be this week.
Ray, if the Steelers lose a very close game, is there a possibility they could take a moral victory from that? If they lose at the gun because Tucker actually makes a 50-plus yard field goal instead of biffing one like he has all year, do they somehow elevate themselves potentially if it's a 28-26 or 30-28 barn burner?
No, because, I mean, you would lose first place in that situation. I mean, these teams are so close, both in talent and, you know, their identities, that I don't think they would take a moral victory there. But I will point out.
No, they wouldn't, but you're allowed to. The man that covers them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm asking more. I shouldn't have said, would they take it? Would you, as a person covering and evaluating them, take it? Is that?
No, I would not, because every game in this series is close. I'll point out, and I wrote this today, if the Steelers win, obviously they're a game and a half up on the Ravens with seven to go. If the Steelers win and the Chiefs lose to the Bills in Buffalo, the Steelers control their own fate for the top seed in the AFC. So how about that?
Sweet sassy Mo Lassie. All right, Ray. I'll see you on Sunday.
All right, Pony. See you there. I'll talk
Goodbye.
To you.
There you go. Ray Fittipaldi.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.